Very good. I want to welcome everybody to the Florida Building Commission's Code Administration Technical Advisory Committee meeting of October 1st, 2021. The first order of business is to determine that we have a quorum. Commissioner Gilson is not here. Commissioner Boyer, Michael?
Present.
Very good. Bob Boyer?
Present.
Commissioner Brown, Don? Very good. I can see that Shane's not here. Michael Garacio is here. Very good, Michael. And Commissioner Marker Gray?
Here.
Very good. And John O'Connor?
Here.
Where's John? Oh, there you are. Very good. All right, so we have six of eight with a quorum. Let's introduce our staff, starting with Marlita.
Marlita Peters.
Ramon Medani.
Justin Bogle.
Tom Campbell.
Jim Hammers and
Dave
Ertz. And I'm Jeff Blair, the commission's facilitator, and welcome, folks. Okay, so today's agenda is to approve the minutes from your last meeting of August 3rd, and then to provide the Florida Building Commission with your recommendations regarding international I-code changes that are relevant to the code administration area, and then that's it. Is there a motion, please, to approve the agenda as it was posted by name?
O'Connor moved to approve the agenda.
Second, Boyer.
Motion and a second for O'Connor and Boyer, respectively. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? It is unanimous. All right. The August 3rd, 2021 meeting minutes were linked electronically to the agenda. Does anybody have any revisions or corrections? If not, is there a motion to accept the minutes as they were posted?
O'Connor moved to approve the minutes.
Brown, second.
A motion and a second for approval. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? It is unanimous. Okay, we're going to jump into the review of the I-code changes. So if everybody, especially our TAC members, will listen very carefully to the instructions, public comment will be limited to 3 minutes. If there's pros and cons, they'll have a two-minute collective rebuttal opportunity. I'll then turn to the TAC member, ask them to give their very brief overview, just like a sentence or two about it. But it would really help if you'd say, I recommend approval for this based on XYZ. I recommend denial based on XYZ. So I'll ask for public comment. I'll come to you for that. And then you'll either make a motion to approve the proposed I-code change or the I-code change or to deny it. That you approve, that you're recommending approval, that the commission should include this in the 2023 8th edition Florida Building Code, or deny it for not to have an inclusion, either on a consent agenda for approval, consent agenda for denial, or if there's some extenuating criteria or circumstances, such as it has significant cost, it can cause confusion or regulatory difficulty, it might be highly controversial to stakeholders, or whatever you want the commission to individually consider. You can move approval for individual consideration or denial. We don't have too many of those, but that's certainly an option. Otherwise, it would go to the consent agendas for approval or denial, respectively. You must recommend approval or denial based on the exact language. There's no modification in this phase of the process. All those that are classified as updates to commission's explicit instructions as ours, that you are to recommend those for denial, even if you entirely support the change. Overlaps. Thank you for correcting me. Those that are classified as overlaps as opposed to correlating directly, if it overlaps with our Florida-specific requirements at this phase, please recommend denial, and then proponents or you, if you choose to, can bring it back in phase two. In phase two, this of our process, the commission and U.S. Tax will consider amendments to the code, including anybody who wants to bring any of these back. So this is not whatever happens today. Any proponent can bring back, irrespective of the recommendation that happens here and irrespective of what the commission decides in December for inclusion in the code. So everybody has an opportunity to propose amendments or even the same language if that's what they would like to do. I think that's the primary things I need to go over, and so In the interest of time, I'll bring up stuff as needed. Mo, go ahead. Let's orient the members to the materials.
Please. Yeah. Good morning. This is Mo Madani. And I just wanted to really go over the document that you see projected and also before you in the laptop. This is what we call the detail report. This is the document that we will use to review the code changes that's before you. The document, as you see, it give you the first of all the code that the code change is for, and also it give you the specific numbering for the code change. There's two numbering scheme for it. One is for the specific number, which is CA 9021, and then also that's this the other number is the ICC code numbering, which is ADM 9-19 part 1. As you see also in this document, we have noted the code section this mod is applied to, section 101.3, and also as you see in a green highlighted, it says there is an attachment to this code change. The attachment is mainly the ICC monograph, and that's really, you will see that in all of the code changes where we uploaded the ICC monograph. The ICC monograph is a document that give the history of the code change at the national level with regard to what was the text of mods and who submitted the rationale, summary, and the impact, if there's any cost impact, and the action taken. Some of them, they do have amendments also were made at the national level, and that's also included in the monograph. Also, you'll see in yellow, there's a staff classification, whether it's an overlap or directly correlated. I think Jeff explained that. In a simple term, really, when we look at any of these code changes, if we see that the text of the original text of the code change does not match the text that's in the 2020 for the building code, we consider it overlap, because, you know, that means that really this code change needs some more work to correlate it to the foundation code, the 2020 code. If it's really directly correlated, it means that we can, you know, it fits okay within the 2020 code, so approving it will be non-issue. And as you see in this history of the code change, we provide whether it's a comment received or not on a general comment. So if it says general comment no, that means that we have not received general comment on it from interest group. Under related modification, you will see there's some information. Sometimes staff will have information there, to clarify whether, to state that whether this code change is already in the code or not, and et cetera. But I'll keep that really noted to you as we go. Also, there's summary of mod. There is also this text of mod. Everything that you see here came from the ICC monograph, which is, as you see, ADM 9-19, part 1. It's where the information came from. Any question about the detail reports? And also, I want to add that there is a tracking chart that's available for you if you want to download it and all that. Is a summary chart, allow you to write note to it and all that if you want to use it. But we are using it to really capture your action, and ultimately those tracking charts will be published on our website as the final review, as your final review for these code changes. Any questions? All right.
Thanks, Mo.
Thank you, guys.
Let's jump into it. Okay, 9021 is an overlap, and since Commissioner Gilson isn't here, we're told him, please make a motion for denial.
Motion to deny.
Second, Gerasio.
Based on overlap.
Because it's overlap.
Very good. We have a motion and a second for denial based on overlap. All in favor of denial, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Okay, next is 9023. It's an overlap.
Geracio, second.
Motion, thank you. Motion and a second to deny based on overlap. All in favor of denial, please say aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? It's unanimous. Next is 9039. It's an overlap.
Motion to deny based on overlap.
Geracio, second.
Motion and a second for denial. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? It's unanimous. Let's see. Okay, so now, yeah, we're on 9053. Is there a public comment, Joe?
9053, is this the alternate section?
Yes.
Okay.
It's 104.
Joe Belcher, I'm sorry. When you said that number, it didn't register. Joe Belcher, I'm going to just do it once here. I'm representing Florida Home Builders Association, Florida Independent Concrete and Associated Products Association, and the Aluminum Association of Florida. That way we can save time in the future. If I'm representing a specific organization, I'll identify that organization. And FHBA would like to recommend approval of this change. It takes a long paragraph and breaks it down into steps and makes it much easier to follow, and it will improve the application of the code. Thank you.
All right. Does anybody else wish to speak on this?
Mike Silver, Zephyr SA. We put in a public comment to deny, but after looking at this, we would suggest that you approve it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Is there any other public comment? Okay. Mo, do you want to give a quick summary and then get a motion?
I got clarification. Okay. What did you say?
This was David, so unless someone, does anyone want to make a motion on this?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Oh, all right. Okay, all right. I'm sorry.
Second, Warrior.
Oh, you want me to make him?
It's all right. They're familiar with it.
But that's all right.
Yeah. We have a motion and a second. And the was there, your rationale, Commissioner, is that it was it simplifies? What's your rationale for the approval? The reason it, I think we heard from them, it's their simplification of the code, or what's your reason?
Yeah, it was
for the simplification. Okay. We have a motion and a second. Consent of approval based on simplifies the code. Any discussion? All in favor of approval, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Okay, 9066 is an overlap.
Yeah, put it down.
Motion for denial based on overlap.
Ross, second.
We have a motion and a second for denial. Consent agenda. All in favor of denial, please say aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? It is unanimous. 9067 is an overlap.
Motion for denial based on overlap.
Ross, second.
All right, we have a motion and a second for denial based on overlap. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. 9068 is an overlap. Go ahead, Don.
I move denial.
Okay.
Second.
Motion and a second for denial based on overlap. All in favor of denial, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. 9085, Commissioner? It's an overlap, sorry. Motion and a second denied based on overlap. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? Then it's unanimous. 9088, Mo, be ready for this in a minute. Go ahead, Joe.
Joe Belcher, Florida Independent and Concrete and Associated Product Association, requesting denial. This one is marked as correlates directly. However, it ties directly to the changes on mass timber and tall wood buildings, which were marked overlap. And what the other tacks have been doing, have been lumping them all as overlap and denying these that were not marked overlap so that we don't wind up with one approved that references something that may not be approved in the phase two process. So we request denial on this allow them to bring it back for phase two.
Okay. Any additional public comment? Yeah. All right.
Jeff, so, this could change also. First of all, is it true this has to do with the heavy timber code changes, or a bunch of those code changes were reviewed by the fire tag, and because of the fact there is some as overlap and all that, they felt that all of them should be denied and for an opportunity to bring them back during phase two. The fire tag did vote this code change down, so to be consistent, probably that's what you want to do. Thank you.
Bob?
I would move this for denial based on overlap.
Geracio, second.
Motion for denial based on overlap and consistency with other actions. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Unanimous. 9089 is an overlap. Commissioner Brown.
Clarification, it's 9099, correct?
9089.
Second order.
All right, all in favor of denial based on overlap, please say aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? It's unanimous. 9097 is also an overlap. Commissioner Brown. Motion and second for denial. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Commissioner Brown, 9099 is an overlap as well. Motion and second. Consent agenda for denial based on overlap. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Commissioner Marker, you're up next. 9100 is an overlap.
9100, motion to deny based on overlap.
We have a motion and a second for denial based on overlap. All in favor of denial, say aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? It's unanimous. 9103?
9103, motion to deny based on overlap.
Motion and a second, consent agenda for denial based on overlap. All in favor of denial, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. 9108 is an overlap.
9108, motion to deny based on overlap.
Motion and a second, consent agenda for denial based on overlap. All in favor of denial, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Commissioner Marker, 9112 is an overlap.
9112, motion to deny based on overlap.
I was about to say Commissioner Boyer. Motion and a second for denial based on overlap. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Commissioner Brown, you're up next. 9114, is there any public comment on 9114? I see none. Based on what? Oh, provides options. Okay, options and flexibility. Very good. Is there a second?
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Consent agenda for approval provides options and flexibility in the code. All those in favor, unless there's any discussion, all those in favor say aye. Are there any opposed? And then it's unanimous for approval. Any comment on 9116? All right, Don, you're up.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. The consent agenda for approval provides options and flexibility in the code. All those in favor, unless there's any discussion, say aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? It's unanimous. Commissioner Marker, 9117 is an overlap.
9117, motion to deny based on overlap.
You have a motion and a second for denial based on overlap. All in favor of denial, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Okay, is there any public comment on 9156? Then Commissioner Marker, what's your recommendation?
9156 is an editorial change, basically clarifies the correlates to IFC, IECC, and IWUIC. Applications. Motion to approve.
Motion and a second for the consent agenda for approval based on provides editorial clarification. Is there any discussion? Hearing no discussion, all in favor of approval say aye. Are there any opposed? Then it's unanimous. Okay, 9163 is an overlap. Commissioner Boyer.
9163, move for denial as for overlap.
Rossio, second.
All right, we have a motion and a second for denial based on overlap. Then all in favor say aye. Are there any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, Commissioner Marker's up next. Any public comment on 8985? 8985. All right, Gray, go ahead.
8985 is another editorial change, revises the definition change of occupancy, adds the term greater degree to the language. Motion to approve this.
We have a motion and a second for a consent agenda for approval based on editorial clarification. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? Then it's unanimous. Next is Michael, 9164 is an overlap.
Move denial based on overlap.
We have a motion and a second for denial based on overlap. All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Unanimous for the consent agenda for denial. Okay. 9454, public comment. Mr. Belcher.
Joe Belcher, Florida Home Builders Association, requesting denial. As the title of this section says intermodal shipping containers are intermodal shipping containers. They are not buildings. They were trying to classify them as buildings and to put actual requirements in the code. We do not believe that it's appropriate to put them in the code. If we're going to have something, we understand they are being used in some locations as buildings, and if those jurisdictions are accepting them, that's up to that jurisdiction. If they want something in the code, we believe maybe as an appendix that could be acceptable. Putting them in the code kind of indicates that a jurisdiction that might not want to allow them in their jurisdiction might have a little bit more difficulty denying them since they are in the code. There also, we didn't see anything in the code change. These containers have a shelf life. They're only good for so long, and then they have to take them out of service. And we don't see that really addressed in the code change. Nor does the code change address energy. So we think that even if you want to look at putting these in the code, there needs to be some changes. So we should deny it and let them come back. And the final thing that I'll say is if, in fact, the commission approves these changes to put them in the code, I will take the action at phase two to strike it and reformat as an appendix and submit it as an appendix. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Belcher. Is there any other public comment? All right. Commissioner?
Yes, sir. I'd like to move for denial on this. And I agree with what was just said. It doesn't belong in the building code, in my opinion, and it does not address the energy conservation if it were.
Gerasio, second.
All right, we have a motion and a second for the consent agenda for denial based on it should not be in the code. It should perhaps be in the appendix and energy requirements aren't addressed. Is there any discussion on the motion? All right. All in favor of denial, say aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? Then that's unanimous. 9124 is up for public comment. Amanda.
Good morning. Amanda Hickman, the Hickman Group, on behalf of AHRI. This proposal, I recognize, is a much-needed proposal. It updates a lot of standards and, you know, various codes. So I'm not suggesting that you deny this. I did submit a comment, as you'll see, but it's specific to one particular standard update. And it's such a significant issue that I wanted to raise it at this stage, and I will be bringing a modification forward to revise that specific section. That's for the standard update to the 2020 National Electric Code. So I just wanted to make committee members aware that there is a large issue surrounding this new requirement that got added to the NEC, which is to require outside outlets to be GFCI outlets, and they are triggering what's called nuisance tripping amongst HVAC equipment because the test, there's a lot of really technical issues that the safety standards are not harmonized with one another. So it's a large issue. Lots of states have already taken action to delete that provision out of the NEC, but I'm not suggesting, as I said, that you deny this because there's a lot of other standards that do need to get updated. That's very important. But I will be bringing it back. Thank you.
Thank you, Amanda. Mr. Belcher.
FABA submitted a comment requesting denial that we're in accord with the leading builders association, and we'll be working with them. We don't want to stop all the standards. We just had a few something to do with the standards. We're requesting to approve this, but we will be coming back working with the leading builders.
Thank you. Any additional public comment? Commissioner.
Thank you. Move approval.
Second, Boyer.
And that's based on reference standards, correct?
Yeah, the speaker is correct. There is some concerns. The NEC 2020 with the arc fault interrupters or the GFCIs are an issue, but I believe that we can resolve it in phase two, so I move approval.
All right. Is there a second?
Second, Boyer.
Motion and a second. Consent and for approval. Updating reference standards. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Okay, Shane's not here, so I'll be turning to you in a minute, Mo.
Okay, no problem.
1 second. 9105, is there any public comment? Okay, Mo, you're up.
This is mainly reformat or, you know, kind of break down the notice of approval sections in Chapter 1, and it's just breaking it down into two sections. So it's an editorial, per se.
There's no public comment. Is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Editorial.
Clarification.
Okay.
Second.
All right. Who made the second? Commissioner Brown. Okay, we have a motion and a second. Consent agenda for approval, editorial clarification. Then all those in favor say aye. Are there any opposed? It's unanimous. Is there any comment on 9084? Mo?
We are in 9084. Let's see here. Did I skip? Control F.
That last one was adding an appendix. That was not, you know, you jump on there.
Did I jump on it? It's 9105, am I correct?
We're on, we did that one. We're on
9084, yeah, that's really what I'm looking at.
While he's looking, who made the motion on 9105?
Boyer, Bob Boyer.
Yeah.
You want to clarify?
That's
one second.
Yes, I'm sorry, that's adding an appendix. It's still okay, it's really is an editorial. Sure, no problem.
Right.
And 9084, it's also an editorial. It's really revising the section. Sorry for that.
Okay. Is there a motion from anybody?
Motion to approve editorial.
All right. We have a motion and a second.
All right.
Consent agenda for approval based on editorial. All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? It's unanimous. Huh? Commissioner Brown, Don Brown. Do we need to address the rationale for 9105 or not? Is that okay?
No, it's just an
okay.
Editorial. Is
all right. So
I will not worry about it. Sure.
Okay, 9101, Michael.
Yes, sir. Move for denial based on overlap.
Second, Warrior.
Motion and a second for the consent agenda for denial based on overlap. All in favor of denial, please say aye. Any opposed? It's unanimous. 9102 is an overlap, Commissioner?
Yes, sir. Move for denial based on overlap.
Motion and a second for consent agenda for denial based on overlap. All in favor of denial, please say aye. Are there any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, you'll be coming up next, Mr. O'Connor. Is there any public comment on 9106? 9106. John?
This just clarifies the code. Move approval.
For a second. All right, we have a motion and a second for the consent agenda for approval. Clarifies the code. Is there any discussion? All in favor of approval, please say aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? Then that is unanimous. Is there any comment on 9115? Seeing none, John?
This has a section greatly defining what the Board of Appeals is. The problem with this is it's an appendix to the International Energy Conservation Code. Is there a companion to this that puts this in Chapter 1 of the Building Code?
No, I think this is an appendix, so it's not really, it's an optional thing. So they're adding it to the back of the code. So if you guys approve it, it'll go as an appendix in the code.
All right, so as long as it's an appendix and is already in the code, then I would move approval.
So just for clarification, I don't think Mo said it was in the code. It's being added to the code.
It's not in the code. You're adding this appendix to the code.
Right. As long as it's an appendix, move approval.
All right, and the rationale is it's an appendix? That's probably
it does give guidance for an oversight committee.
Okay, is there a second? We have a motion and a second for the consent agenda for approval based on that it provides needed guidance in the appendix. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of approval, please say aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? It's unanimous. Okay. Commissioner Boyer is up next. 9121, is there any public comment? Mr. Belcher. Any other public comment? Yes, sir.
I move for approval based on this allows the billing departments to accept digital documents.
Second, Marker. All right, so the motion is second, consent agenda for approval based on provides options for new technology in the code. Okay, then any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? It is unanimous. 9020 is an overlap.
Yes, sir. Move for denial based on overlap.
Motion and a second for consent agenda for denial based on overlap. All in favor of denial say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Any commissioner or any member, I mean, can make a motion because Shane's not here. 9051 is an overlap.
Yeah. Okay.
Second.
A second.
We have a motion and a second for denial based on overlap. All in favor of denial say aye. Any opposed? It's unanimous. 9059 is an overlap.
Gerasio, second.
We have a motion and a second for denial based on overlap. All in favor of denial, please say aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? It's unanimous. 9087 is an overlap.
Motion for denial, overlap.
Gerasio, second.
Motion and a second, consent agenda for denial based on overlap. All in favor of denial, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Michael, you'll be up next. Is there any public comment on 8975? Seeing none, Michael.
This is already addressed in the existing building code. Motion's denial on a consent agenda.
Okay. Is there a second? Second. Motion and a second, consent agenda for denial. It's already in the Florida building code. Any discussion? Then all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, 9750, any public comment? Seeing none, Michael.
Yeah, my recommendation for this is a language issue. It addresses that the code official establishes the code, and that's incorrect. I'm going to deny it based on language. My recommendation is consent agenda.
Okay.
Second, Beret.
All right, we have a motion and a second for the consent agenda for denial based on language that's used. Inconsistent with our procedures. Is there any discussion on the motion? All in favor of denial say aye. Any opposed? It's unanimous. Okay, any public comment on 9770? 9770. Michael?
Yeah, and Mo, correct me if I'm wrong. We just did two of these now?
Yeah, this is adding it to the fuel gas code.
Yeah,
to be consistent.
Well, consistency, I want to approve it. The one thing that bothers me with these is, it talks about the members being qualified, but it doesn't give a parameter. That's just a little unnerving to me, just so you know. So, again, my motion, I'm for consistency. I'm going to go with approval on consent agenda.
All right. Is there a second? We have a motion and a second consent agenda for approval based on consistency with previous action. Is there any discussion? Hearing none then, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? It's unanimous. Any commission or any member can please make this because Shane's not here. 9012 is an overlap.
Motion for denial, overlap.
Gerasio, second.
Motion and a second consent agenda for denial based on overlap. All in favor of denial say aye. Are there any opposed? It's unanimous. 9061 is an overlap.
Motion for denial.
It's an overlap. Second.
A motion and a second for denial, a consent agenda for denial based on overlap. All in favor of denial say aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? It's unanimous. 9024 is clarified as non applicable. Any comment? Then go ahead, Michael. What's your recommendation?
My recommendation for this is actually going to be denial. This mod, I'm just trying to refresh my memory. Please forgive me.
Property maintenance code.
Yeah, this is the property maintenance. Correct. It's not applicable to our code.
All right. Is there a second?
Second.
A motion and a second. Consent agenda for denial. It's not applicable to the Florida building code. All those in favor, unless there's any discussion, then all those in favor, please say aye. Are there any opposed? That is unanimous. 9052, John O'Connor's is, go ahead.
Again, this is, I move to disapprove because it's not applicable.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Motion and a second for the consent agenda for denial based on not applicable to the Florida Building Code. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? That then is unanimous. 9086, no public comment. John?
Again, this is not applicable. I move to deny.
All right, we have a motion and a second to consent agenda for denial based on not applicable to the FBC. Any discussion? All in favor then say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, John, 9069 is an overlap.
Move to deny for overlap.
Thank you, Bob. We have a motion and a second consent agenda for denial based on overlap. All in favor of denial say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Oh, 9073 is an overlap, John.
Pretty easy. I move to deny as an overlap.
We have a motion and a second for the consent agenda for denial based on overlap. All in favor of denial, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. We're turning to you now, Bob. 9022 is an overlap.
Motion for
denial as an overlap. All right, we have a motion and a second for denial based on overlap. All in favor of denial say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous for denial. 9055 is an overlap, Bob. We have a motion and a second for the consent agenda for denial based on overlap. All in favor of denial, please say aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? That's unanimous. 9098 is an overlap, Bob.
Motion for denial, overlap.
Do I see a second?
We have a motion and a second to consent agenda for denial based on overlap. All in favor of denial, say aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? And that's unanimous. 9104 is an overlap, Bob.
I'll see a second.
Motion and a second for denial based on overlap. All those in favor of denial say aye. Are there any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, 9113, is there any public comment? Seeing none, Bob? Okay. We have a motion and a second to consent agenda for approval, provides clarification in the code. Is there any discussion? No discussion. All in favor of approval, say aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? It's unanimous. Okay. Let's see. You're up next, Michael. 9118 is an overlap.
Motion for denial due to overlap.
Second, Boyer.
We have a motion and a second for denial based on overlap on the consent agenda. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? It's unanimous. You're up next, Bob. 8464, is there any public comment? 8464. Go ahead, Bob.
I would recommend this as submitted. It's clarification more than anything, getting rid of some redundant language.
Okay. Is there a second?
Yes.
Oh, Commissioner Brown made the second. Very good. We have a motion and a second for the consent agenda for approval based on clarifies to code. Is there any discussion? Hearing no discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? Then that's unanimous for approval. All right, Michael, 9010 is an overlap.
Recommend a denial overlap.
We have a motion and a second consent agenda for denial based on overlap. All in favor of denial say aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? It's unanimous. 9761, is there any public comment? Yes, Joe, I told you you didn't have to run. But it's not too bad for you anyway.
I don't want to hold you guys up. If I make you late for lunch, I know how cross you get, Jeff. Joe Belcher, FHBA. This is the intermodal containers. In keeping with what we did previously, requesting out.
All right. Is there any additional public comment? Michael, turn to you.
Motion's denial based on Joe's comments and also previous mod that was rejected.
Second marker.
We have a motion and a second to consent agenda for denial based on consistency with previous action. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor of denial say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, we're on our last one. 9275. Is there any public comment? 9275. Michael, your recommendation.
Just a quick question. I know this is addressing Chapter 44, Mo, and the HVHZ. Chapter 44 is all reserved. Does that make a difference?
No. Actually, our reference to standard chapter is, we renamed it 46. So this is 44 would be whatever you approve under 44 will go into 46. You're good.
Motion to approve for the consent agenda.
And the rationale is state standards?
Standard. Of
yeah, it's the standards, consistency, I guess.
Right. Is there a second? Okay. We have a motion and a second, the consent agenda for approval. That updates reference standards during discussion. All in favor of approval, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Is there any other?
Mr. Brandt? Thank you.
Is there any other public comment? Is there any TAC member comment? Then I would ask for a motion to adjourn, please. Is there
second.
A second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second to adjourn. All those in favor of adjournment, please say aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? It's unanimous. Thanks very much, everybody.
Yeah, thank you, everybody.